Well, the big issue going on right now, of course, is the Ocean City School Board, which is the lightning rod, because the state, under Governor Murphy, has mandated that for every district in the state is supposed to have these core curriculum standards. And of course, the most offensive one is the sex standards, where they're forcing, they want to force the schools to teach this very explicit sex to very young children, third, fourth, fifth grade, and not just, you know, ordinary sexual knowledge, but a lot of, I hate the word to use the word deviant, but I'd say abnormal, uncommon sexual practices that would apply to maybe one half of 1% of the population. And at that age, children just have enough going on in their lives, and parents have enough going on in their lives to deal with their children, that to inject sexuality at that young age, it's just disgusting. But yet, that's what the Governor Murphy's education people have shoved down our throats. But it's not mandatory. Every school district in New Jersey has the ability to reject those standards. And 13 districts so far did. Ocean City did not. You had basically hundreds of parents came to the meeting to beg the school board. And the school board didn't even, in a 6-5 decision, the 6 majority didn't even explain what they were doing. And there was some very good letters to the editor by John Henry of Ocean City, by Jennifer Shirk of Ocean City. You have 3 school board candidates who are going against this: Robin Schaefer, Kathy Panico, Liz Nicoletti. And the community is really fighting these standards. And the city council is with the parents. But elections have consequences. There's going to be a school board election. The school board members who voted against the parents in Ocean City were Patrick Kane, Joseph Clark, Chris Halliday, Charles Roche, and William Soy. So that's going on in Ocean City. But what the real story is these same standards are being rammed down in every other school district in New Jersey. So if you're in Egg Harbor Township, if you're in Atlantic City, what did your school board do? I bet these standards are being adopted without many parents or even knowing it's going on, because there wasn't the pushback like you have in Ocean City. The people who are pushing this really are the NJEA, the teachers union. And the president, Sean Spiller, wrote a detailed thing. He said, we want to give our young people a fully rounded education. And this explicit sex education is just part of it. And he's saying that anyone who opposes them does not want their children to learn the truth. Well, the truth is there's a lot more to life than sexuality at age 8, 9, and 10, number one. But there's another part of the curriculum that's also part of this package. One of them is something called the Amistad Project, basically to blame all whites for the evils of slavery. And they're saying this is telling the truth. But it's not telling the truth, because part of the truth of slavery is the story of Richard Summers of Summers Point, that for 1,000 years, white Christians were systematically hunted down by what was called the Barbary kingdoms, the Islamic kingdoms of North Africa, and they were round up and sold and spent their lives as slaves. And that practice continued until guys like Richard Summers of the United States was sent by Thomas Jefferson to put an end to it in 1801. And yet you go to any school teacher, I bet, would not even know anything about that story, and that's suppressed from our school. Same thing with teaching the Holocaust. They have this woke way of teaching the Holocaust, and what they don't teach you is that the word Nazi is an abbreviation for National Socialist, that basically Hitler's National Socialism was just another version of any other socialism, which basically says that some people in society have too little, and the reason they have too little is because other people have too much. And you have to identify the enemies who have too much and hate them and kill them and take their stuff. Now, the communists would do that to the landlords and the big business people or the aristocrats, who they called them. All Hitler did was say, we don't have to kill all the rich people and take their stuff. Just do it to the Jews. But yet that element of the Holocaust is completely missing from the woke agenda that the New Jersey core curriculum standards is teaching. And of course, they're doing their LGBTQIA curriculum is part of that. So it's not just the sex standards, but the whole thing is designed to indoctrinate our kids, not to teach them how to think, not to, to teach them real stuff. And by the way, this is going to get dangerous in New Jersey. We already know that California is such a mess that they're telling you everybody needs an electric charge. Everyone needs an electric car, but don't charge it up tonight because it's too hot. You know, so not only have to, you know, they've destroyed all the coal plants in California. All the, you know, just like they did at Beasley's Point. You know, no more coal, no more natural gas, no more oil to make electricity. Just wind turbines, solar panels, close down the nuclear reactors. So what's left? You have the wind's not blowing and the sun doesn't shine at night. So now there's no, they say, so you can't charge your car at night because the sun's not shining. Well, that's a surprise. But yet they want everyone, but they're mandating to get an electric car.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming to New Jersey, and anyone who got their electric bill, a lot of people just threw out the insert. If you look at the insert, Atlantic City Electric told all their customers in the bill that was sent out during the past 2 weeks that over the next year, we're going to replace your electric meter and replace it with a smart meter, which they don't tell you this, but this will give them the power to turn off your electricity anytime they declare an emergency. So you're giving up control of your electric power, and they're telling you that, oh, you don't have to do this. If you want to, you could send us notice in writing that you want to keep your old meter, but we're going to charge you an extra $15 a month to read it. So that's, you know, all that craziness in California is coming right here.